ESPN Radio, AM 1430. George Hunsicker here with you. Joining me on The Final Word, as always, Champs Wednesday, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Chris, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just enjoying some excellent champs as usual.
I went off on a little riot earlier in the show. You missed it, but I had a chicken, like, smothered in bacon and cheese, and I couldn't resist. It was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just really went off. But, man, it was a busy weekend with no Virginia Tech. Eight guys, though, going in the draft. And a number one pick in Dwayne Brown. Were you as shocked as most people around here when he went into the first round?
I was a little surprised that he did, but that being said, I thought it was an outside chance that he could, simply because, you know, there were going to be some needs there for offensive tackle, and there were some linemen that were projected to go, you know, like Goster Sherrillis, you know, in the top 20. And we got to that point in the draft, and Houston decided their biggest need was an offensive lineman, and he was the best offensive tackle on the board, easily. You know, I think he's a better offensive tackle than Goster Sherrillis, who went, I think, 17th overall or something like that. So from that standpoint, I wasn't really surprised, just simply based on needs. I think he's got a chance to have a really good NFL career.
You think he translates pretty well?
I think he does. I don't think you could really see how good he was when he played here, because the offensive line as a whole was not very good, but individually he was very good. He was a very consistent player this past year.
I'll tell you what's interesting about him, he didn't even come in as an offensive lineman. He came in as a tight end, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but then was moved to offensive lineman, which is very interesting.
Right, yeah, he caught a touchdown pass back in his redshirt freshman season. That's pretty funny. But he practiced for 2 weeks going into his redshirt sophomore year as a tight end. They moved him out of necessity because the guys they had there weren't getting it done. So he played his first ever college football game at right tackle, his first game of his sophomore year on only 2 weeks of practice at the position. I mean, the guy's just, I mean, he's been very good his whole career.
Final word with George Hunsicker joining me, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. If you want to ask Chris a question about the draft or about the Hokies in general, toll free 1-866-961-1430, New River Valley 540-961-1430. Now, the player, if you had to choose one that was supposed to get into the first round, possibly, was Brandon Flowers. Instead, he ends up going number 35 to the Kansas City Chiefs, a guy that when he came first to become a Hokie, I don't think anyone would have given him a chance to end up where he is right now. Would you agree with that statement?
You know, everybody knows Virginia Tech recruits good cornerbacks. I think if you'd looked back at those classes and said, who's going to be the dominant Virginia Tech corner, you know, he wouldn't have stood out to you because he was a normal, regular, three-star recruit out of Hargrave. You know, I expected he was going to be a good player because he was coming in to play corner for Tech, and Tech always has good corners, but I didn't think he would become the best player to ever play boundary corner at Virginia Tech. I never would have expected that.
And you're the guy we go to, the guru, and you didn't see that one coming, though, huh?
No, I didn't see that one coming.
All right, we can't get it all into you. Hey, Eddie Royal, he goes at number 42. He goes to the Denver Broncos, a guy that a lot of people saw as a playmaker at Virginia Tech. Some people would even say the man didn't get enough times, not enough ball touches to make the plays. But this is a guy who, in my opinion, he has a pretty good possibility of being able to do the same thing at the next level. What do you see? What do you think?
I think out of all Virginia Tech rookies in the NFL this year, he's got a chance to make the biggest impact early. As a kick returner, punt returner, slot receiver. If he can stay healthy through the mini camps and training camps, you know, that could possibly be an issue. But, I think he's going to translate pretty well to the NFL. I'm not saying he's going to go out and catch 80 passes a year or anything, but I think he can be a very solid third or fourth receiver his entire career and a return specialist and play a lot of years in the NFL doing that.
Let's look to the third round now. Chris Ellis to the Buffalo Bills, a recruit that a lot was expected of when he got in here to Virginia Tech. Tough player who I think as well could make a pretty good transition to the NFL. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, he's got a chance to be solid. I don't think he'll be anything more than solid because, you know, he's lacking in bulk. I mean, he's a big guy, but if you look at his shoulders and his arms, he's kind of lean. You know, he missed some time in college with a shoulder injury and didn't get a chance, you know, to lift as much as some other guys. But, you know, as a pass rush guy, you know, I think he can be fairly effective.
All right, a name that everyone around here knows in the fourth round, Xavier Adibi to Houston, a big-time recruit when he came into Virginia Tech. Tough player again. You think he has a chance to be a solid NFL player?
Yeah, I think so. A few people were talking about him being kind of an overrated player, and I disagree. I think he was a very good college player. And, you know, I think he has the talent to succeed in the NFL. He's got the athletic ability to, you know, there are questions about his frame and everything, and I understand that. But, you know, there are some small linebackers playing in the NFL, like Cato June. You know, so, I mean, I think he's got a chance.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com sitting in right now to the final word with George Hunsicker on ESPN Radio, AM 1430. Give me a call if you got a question for Chris. We'll get you on toll-free, 1-866-961-1430, New River Valley, 540-961-1430. Going in draft order here, man. Fifth round, Carlton Powell to the Denver Broncos, another hardworking guy. Interesting, though, because Tech doesn't exactly known for defensive tackles in any way, shape, or form, but his work ethic, is that his best quality?
Yeah, I think so. He was a very hard worker when he was at Tech. When he came to Tech, he was only the number 24 prospect in the state, I believe, and, you know, did not have a lot of offers. And, you know, he worked really hard in his career and was well coached by Charlie Wiles. You know, Tech never has a true star at defensive tackle, but they always get very good play there, and he's a tough guy to move off the line.
Josh Morgan, he went in the sixth round. He goes to the San Fran 49ers. Is he a guy that can hang on in the NFL?
I don't think he'll be able to this year. If he can catch on a practice squad somewhere and hang around there, eventually I think maybe he can work himself in there, because he's got some tools. He's got size, and he's got good speed for his size. He's got to work on his hands and his blocking, but I think San Francisco is pretty set at receiver right now, is what it looks like to me. But I think he can hang on to a practice squad for a year or two, then he'll have a chance to make an NFL roster.
Well, we don't want to miss a round, so we go to the seventh round, because Virginia Tech did very well about getting their name in every round. But Justin Harper went in the seventh round to the Baltimore Ravens. Good athlete, but probably a long shot. Your opinion?
Yeah, probably so. But I think he's kind of like Morgan. He can hang on there for a practice squad or something, and then just adjust to the speed of the game in the NFL and adjust to being to the routes and everything and what's expected of an NFL receiver, then you know, I think he's got the size and the speed to earn a spot on a roster down the line. Whether it happens for him, you know, I don't know. It kind of seems like wide receivers on that sixth, seventh round level, they're pretty much a dime a dozen. You see a lot of those guys catching on in mini camps every year trying to make a team. So we'll see. He's just got to do something to stand out.
Anybody who didn't obviously get drafted, a lot of people become undrafted free agents. And someone who, you know, in speaking to a lot of people, or a few at least, Vince Hall, surprised he didn't get drafted. Were you shocked at all that his name was not called?
I wasn't shocked. I thought he would go just based on his college career. I mean, he's probably the best linebacker Virginia Tech's ever had. Most instinctive, definitely. You know, when Bud Foster, the best defensive coordinator in the country, says Vince Hall is the best football player I've ever coached, then, you know, I think you got to take it. Somebody's got to take a chance on him in the later rounds. You know, I don't care if he couldn't really run when he wasn't 100%. I know he couldn't lift because of that wrist injury. So, you know, he had some setbacks there that I think otherwise he probably would have been a late round pick. But he'll have a chance. I do think he has a chance. I think he's got the best chance out of all the free agents of actually latching on a roster. And I'm not saying he'll ever start in the NFL, but he could be a special team standout, something like that.
ESPN Radio, AM 1430, the final word with George Hunsicker. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stopping in right now, his weekly segment on Champs Wednesday right now. Chris, name me the guy who has the best chance of having an NFL career out of the draft picks.
Out of all those draft picks.
Who will we be talking about in 5 years?
Brandon Flowers.
Really?
Brandon Flowers, I'm telling you, you know, if they put the right system around him, that guy, his instincts, his just pure football ability, I think he's going to have a chance to be a very good NFL cornerback, maybe even a great one. I mean, he's just a really good football player.
Did he catch on a pretty good team with Kansas City, all those draft picks? To me, that was a really good place for him to be, because they seem like they're rebuilding, and he seems like he could be a pretty good cornerstone on a defense.
Yeah, I think so, too. That Kansas City draft was great, man. I mean, a lot of recognizable players on that draft. You know, Glenn Dorsey, Brandon Albert, Jamal Charles, obviously, along there with Brandon Flowers. I think that's a good situation for him, and I like Herm Edwards as a coach.
I was checking out one of your articles on Tech Sideline, and you had an interesting article. You were looking back to 2003, 2004 area, to when these guys first came in, when they were recruited, what was expected of them. You put it in an interesting way, though. I mean, you had four-star recruits, three-star recruits, you name it. But we as fans, we may get really excited, but when you point it out, it was almost 50-50 from that year.
Yeah, that's right, and you know, I think a lot of people make the mistake of lumping four-star players up there with the five-star guys. The five-star guys are your elite, like your top 25 players coming out of high school every year. Your four-star guys, in reality, are closer to three stars. They just have a better offer list, so they get bumped up to four stars. You know, that's how it works for the most part, I think. So, you know, I don't think there's much of a difference between a 4-star recruit and a 3-star recruit a lot of times. So it's not all that – it's not really surprising to me to see those results.
I don't know how much you know in this area, but for people listening who may not know how that recruiting class talks, do you know anything about how they rank their stars as far as the elite and the 5-stars? Are there certain things you need to meet, or are they just what they expect of you in the future?
I think it's partially based on – whether or not you can make an immediate impact in college, what your top level potential is in college, it's also who offers you. If you have offers from USC, Oklahoma, LSU, Texas, you know, schools like that, if all four of those schools offer you, then you're probably going to be a 5-star player or a high 4-star player, you know. So a lot of occasions, it's kind of just a gut call by whoever does those rankings.
Hey, when you look at the guys that are undrafted except for Vince Hall, you got Barry Booker, Josh Hyman, DJ Parker, and so on. Anybody who stands out going to a specific team that you may like, or is it definitely Vince Hall that you think probably has the best shot?
Yeah, just based on how good he is as a football player, I would say Vince Hall has the best shot. That's my opinion.
Take Brandon Flowers out of this next question. Anyone who went to a team that you see, you know, this is a team where he could develop, or, you know, maybe he's a good coach that's going to teach him, anybody who landed in a really good position?
I'm going to go with Dwayne Brown. I think the Texans will give him time. They'll invest a lot of time in him because they're spending first-round draft pick money on him. And I think he's a guy, he's only played offensive tackle for 3 years. You know, he's got a high upside, and I think since he's a first-round pick, there's a big investment on him. They're going to be willing to invest the time it takes to develop him into a very good offensive tackle, and I think they'll be able to do that.
Anybody drop a little bit farther than you expected? Anybody you thought was going to go higher in the draft?
I kind of thought Xavier DB would be a late second or third round pick, something like that. I didn't really see him drop into the fourth, but at the same time, I'm not all that surprised. You never really know what's going on draft day. You know, it's you can do all the mock drafts you want, but you really never know what's going
to
happen.
Do you expect Brandon to be in the second round, or did you think he had a chance of hitting the first?
I thought he had a chance of hitting the first. I'm sure Tampa Bay considered him at number 20 because they play in a cover two defense like he's good in. I'm sure Dallas considered him. Green Bay probably considered him, but they ended up trading back. And I don't know if they traded back expecting him to still be there at number 35, but he went off the board at number 34 overall. But you know, he could have gone in the first round. It wouldn't have surprised me if he did. Ultimately, I thought late first, early second, just like everybody else.
Hey, what's this say about Virginia Tech? You get 8 guys who are drafted. What's that say about the program?
I think it says a lot about player development when the players are here in Blacksburg. And I also think it says a lot about evaluation skills. You know, I mean, like I said, or like we talked about, you know, these guys weren't a bunch of 5-star recruits. I mean, there are some highly touted guys in there, like Xavier DB and Chris Ellis. They were 4-star guys, top 5 in the state. But, you know, a lot of these guys were your normal, typical recruits, but they turned into very good players.
Hey, is that one of the best classes that you can remember?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you look at the results on the field, the seniors of this past year's team are the all-time winningest class in Virginia Tech history, then you've got to put them up there.
So we're going to miss them.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we can miss them looking into this year. Hey, any new news? We got anything on the football team ever since spring practice, or everything's winded down what you pray about?
Everything's pretty much winded down. You know, just looking for things to do right now.
You looking for stuff to write
about?
Yeah, I'm
working on a little article for tomorrow. We'll see.
All right. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. You got some good articles, man. People should definitely check them out. Some stuff that people don't even think about that you find a way to put in there, man. Always appreciate you being here and always enjoy your reading, your writing, man.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now on ESPN Radio, AM 1430. We've got one segment left. We're going to talk about the BCS and their decision. Playoffs, maybe 4-team playoff. You're talking about semifinal and then a national championship game? Maybe not. We'll talk about that and all when we get back. One final segment on The Final Word with George Hunziker, ESPN Radio.